the solar system. Could we be wrong about Venus? For a very long time we have believed the planet Venus was always a dead world. We believe this because atmospheric pressure is so great it can crush things and indeed has crushed probes sent to the planet in the past. The atmosphere is also deadly to humans. Now some scientists are suggesting Venus was not always the way it appears now and for 2 to 3 billion years was far more Earth-like and habitable. When I hear this, it makes me wonder about a couple of things. One of them is, could an intelligent being have developed on Venus? Another is, could they have moved inside the planet when conditions on the surface deteriorated? I have a reason for asking these questions. One of the reasons is the fact a mysterious light has been seen which looks like it is coming out of a crater on Venus. Another is the fact UFOs have been seen heading to Venus. Maybe we are not Martians after all like some suspect, but our descendants come from the planet Venus. It just might turn out humans are really Venusians. When we observe current conditions on a planet, we also have to take into consideration they may have been completely different in the past and the condition today might be relatively new. It is time for some of us to look at planets in a different way. For example, the gas giant Jupiter is believed to have a solid core. While this needs to be investigated further, perhaps there was a time when it was not surrounded by all the gas and it was about the same size as the Earth. It too might have supported life. Just because no one has mentioned this, does not eliminate it. As we get to the planets further out, it gets less likely they could have maintained life, at least life as we know it, because they are too far from the sun. I didn't say this was impossible because life has demonstrated it can turn up in least expected forms. It is just the odds of this happening diminish the further from the sun you get. We have to remember there are also dwarf planets, asteroids and meteors out there, not to mention moons. Under the correct conditions, any of these bodies might be able to maintain life. A scientist has just come up with a theory, but doesn't seem to offer any evidence in support. Maybe we should call it a possibility, not a theory, but anyway, he thinks an ancient asteroid might be a vehicle used by aliens to spy on the Earth. Could asteroids be used as bases or temporary bases to spy on us? I guess if aliens existed and had an advanced spacecraft, there is no reason why they couldn't land it anywhere they wanted to, and if they wanted to spy on us, why not? Some might think there is a defect in this thinking. Why go to a tiny asteroid when they could just go to the moon? The reason might be there are too many probes going to the moon, making it too hard to hide. It seems if we look at things like our solar system in a different light, not just as a solar system containing 8 planets, we might find things were very different in our past. We already know there could have been another planet which was destroyed and its remains are in the asteroid belt, but not every scientist believes that. A while back, one scientist came out and said he didn't believe there was another planet because he felt there was not enough bulk in the asteroid belt to support this theory. But there could be more to this. How would we ever know if other planets existed that eventually fell into the sun? Most scientists say no, this won't happen, yet we have seen rogue planets which have been knocked out of orbit, and who is to say if a rogue planet could have come flying into our solar system in the past on a suicide path directly into the sun? There might also be moons which crashed into their host planets. There is something called the Roche limit, which is the point where a celestial body will disintegrate due to a second celestial body's forces exceeding its ability to withstand these forces. This means there may have been other types of bodies in our solar system which were pulled apart by tidal forces from a more powerful body. We know Jupiter has powerful gravity, and perhaps there were moons orbiting it in the past which were destroyed because the gravity of Jupiter exceeded their Roche limit. The solar system may not have looked the same billions of years ago. There could have been more bodies in it. On the other hand, perhaps the asteroid belt didn't exist. Scientists don't agree with this statement and date the asteroid belt at 4.6 billion years old, which is about the same as the date they give to the Earth. Most scientists believe this date to be correct, with only a narrow range of about 50 million years. There are a few scientists who believe it is impossible to date the age of the Earth, however. They claim there is no accurate way to do this. There are even some scientists who believe the Earth is younger than we suspect and some who think it is a lot older. I guess the biggest question for us today is our solar system inhabited by intelligent beings, and if not, is there any life in it besides us? If aliens exist and they are flying UFOs through our solar system, it certainly doesn't mean they came from these parts as they say in the old Western films. There doesn't seem to be enough evidence to make us believe any of the planets or moons in our solar system are inhabited, although they could possibly be. If we find out we are not alone, it will not necessarily mean there is a lot of life throughout the universe or that every solar system has at least one planet with life on it, intelligent or otherwise. While it seems to us because of the size of the universe we couldn't possibly be alone, we still might not have a lot of neighbors. It might be more like living in a desert where there could be hundreds of miles between people, but the difference would be hundreds of light years instead.